This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May 3rd, 2017, and we just kicked off a 30-hour transmission in defense of free speech and the West that are both under attack by globalist forces. The globalists have made a deadly miscalculation. They are attempting to openly shut down conservative, libertarian, and nationalist news on talk radio, in print, and on the Internet. If we simply redouble our efforts, this will blow up in their face, and the population of the world will flock towards the forbidden information that hold the keys to humanity's empowerment and the stars. This is the defense of the West. This is the defense of free speech. This is the defense of capitalism and free market. This is the defense of freedom, of prosperity, and the human spirit that refuses to submit. Dr. Corsi, Infowars.com, D.C. Bureau Chief. We've got the offices. He's getting the people hired. Thanks for your support. And big national news that nobody else would tell you. The White House was giving this to other people. We were some of the first, but nobody else would run with it. The documents, the lawsuits, the congressional investigations that were all secret, about 290-something billion, now more numbers are coming out, of looted taxpayer money. And 2 months later, after we break it, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, comes out and says, we got to put more money into Fannie and Freddie because they looted it. Obama really looted it. Here's that Fox Business clip.
There's a conversation going on Twitter, and it has been for a long time, about how President Obama needed money for Obamacare and would take from all of the agencies, and he took from Fannie and Freddie. Is that true?
It is true. They used the profits of Fannie and Freddie to pay for other parts of the government while they kept taxpayers at risk.
And also, I understand that Fannie and Freddie were...
Again, Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on. I'm going to get you on later today if you can do it. We've got a 30-hour broadcast going for a full 30 minutes an hour. Let us know what time you have this evening. I know you're really busy reporting and getting crew hired, but I want you to come on for a full 30 minutes an hour. We've only got a few minutes before Dr. Paul joins us, but the last numbers I had were almost $300 billion, but you were saying you were getting more documents. It was much larger a few weeks ago. Have you discovered anything new?
Well, it's increasing. I mean, this is something that the Trump administration needs to stop, because in the first quarter, the Trump administration allowed the net worth sweep to go on. This is stealing money from the stockholders in Fannie and
Freddie. Wow, so Trump is continuing.
It continued. First quarter, the Trump administration continued it. And right now, I'll be writing a story for tomorrow where the regulators of Fannie and Freddie are asking President Trump to stop taking the money out of Fannie and Freddie. So this is a developing story. And again, I think we'll be the first to publish that the
why on earth would the Trump administration give us this intel, and with the other hand, it's still ongoing? I think that shows how divided the Trump administration is. The last minute we have, what do you make of Trump 104 days in?
Well, I'm still very impressed with what he has accomplished and how hard it is, fighting the Democrats, fighting the mainstream media.
The bureaucracy.
I think on a lot of fronts, jobs, closing the border, getting immigration under control, rolling back regulations. There's a lot of wins, but I've got confidence in President Trump. He's got a lot of obstacles, but I believe he's succeeding, and he's going to succeed tremendously. I've been very close to President Trump. You know, I've known him for 40 years, and I've never seen him fail. And he's on the same track I've seen before of success. And I'm 100% confident he's going to succeed.
So this is, I mean, obviously, I don't want to get into sources, but the White House wanted this to come. It's still going on, showing how the bureaucracy just does what it wants.
Well, and also, realize, Alex, that when the White House was saying all we have to do is stop funding Obamacare, that was because of our reporting. We reported that all that President Trump would have to do is drop the appeal on this Burwell case and the fact that you can't divert money to pay for Fannie and Freddie when Congress wouldn't fund it. Stand. And the Trump administration was picking up on our
report. You
know
what? When can you come on later for 30 minutes today and really directly speak to Trump on because I know they're listening to you. You're an expert from Harvard on this, on finance, how he can tell it. Because I see them mirroring what you're saying and then in consultation. When can you come back on today?
Anytime you want me. I'm available all day.
Okay, I'm going to have Nico find a slot for you because I want you to really have the floor and break this down so we can announce it and tweet it. Great job on your investigative journalism. Every week you are just breaking huge news. I'm so proud to have you part of the operation, sir.
I'm proud to be part of the operation. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, Congressman Ron Paul, former congressman, medical doctor, is joining us to talk about the state of the world straight ahead.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fortune canto, fortune rap, si, la tibus of celis. Fortune amici, fortune rap, su, trati preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is a paradox, the best of times, the worst of times. Ron Paul ran for president back in the 90s and failed. Maybe one out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private. Today, everybody knows it. Globalism is openly hated and is in decline around the world. But the problem is we're still left with the same old corrupt political systems. And I had really hoped that Trump would be a paragon of true liberty. He's done a lot of good things like TPP and trying to get jobs back. But I got to tell you, the health care bill he supported, bad. This new spending bill, bad. A lot of the things he's doing, going after Julian Assange, when he said, Julian, release it all. If we were going to indict Julian Assange, who's a hero, or Snowden, who I think is a hero, then we've got to have Trump call for his own indictment. And somebody who's really been warning of that is former congressman and, of course, medical doctor Ron Paul, who is undoubtedly the greatest living granddaddy of the liberty movement worldwide that we see just exploding. So again, a lot of good things happening, a lot of bad things happening, but the fact that even Trump would get elected as a patriot, as a nationalist, as kind of a libertarian, whether he ends up delivering on that or not, it shows how far we've come. But as Ron Paul always said, he had some chances to win the presidency. He was leading in many states. He said, when I get in, I'm not going to be a dictator. I can't fix it all. It's a cultural thing. But I think we've hit bottom. I think we're coming back. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see what Ron Paul, with his great Liberty Report, reaching millions every day on radio and TV, joining us from Houston, has to say. But wow, so much to cover. What do you want to tackle first, sir?
Well, nothing in particular. Whatever's in the events.
Well, you may be having some technical difficulties. We'll work on that for just a second.
An echo.
I think he's getting a bad feedback. We'll work on that with the congressman here for just a second. You know, the wonders of TV studios. This happens even on Fox News and CNN. Dr. Paul, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Let's try it. The trouble is my voice is way too loud.
I know what it's like when you're on Skype and your voice is coming back to you. It's very hard when it comes back delayed and really loud. It's crazy. Let's just begin with this.
We'll give it a try. We'll try it.
We'll give it a try. I know it's annoying. What do you make of Donald Trump so far? It does appear that he's really starting to go off track of what he said he was going to do.
Well, I think people are starting to recognize that now. Our biggest problem in evaluating Trump is we don't know what he'll say tomorrow or the day before yesterday because it's back and forth. We sort of liked him before he was elected because searching for things that I liked the fact that he thought we ought to be more reasonable dealing with Russia. And then he changed all of a sudden, but just recently again, he's talking about, hey, we better lay off Russia. So it's this lack of understanding of what his real policies are means that the unpredictability of this is very disturbing. We ought to at least know where people stand.
Well, I agree. You wrote on your Liberty Report last week about, here's President Trump saying, I love WikiLeaks, give him a medal, and then now he's saying, arrest WikiLeaks. I mean, that is a real betrayal when WikiLeaks was exposing criminal activity. There's your headline, candidate Trump, I love WikiLeaks, President Trump, arrest Assange. Trump claims he's all about loyalty, and I've seen that in his past. Do you think the deep state has gotten to him?
Oh, it's hard for me to figure out. We can say what he has done, but we can't really read his mind on what's going on. I don't think he approaches things as so many of us try to do from a philosophic principle. I think his principle is pragmatism and do what you have to do or whatever crosses your mind at the moment. But it would be very, very disappointing if he was calling everybody's bluff, that he was saying everything intentionally. Oh, I'm going to get in office and I'm going to be the best neocon ever. This sort of thing. That would be the most distasteful. The best excuse I can give him is that he doesn't come from a firm set of principles, and then he does yield to the political pressures because he does express things like, oh, I didn't know this was so complicated, and it is true. He didn't know too much about how things worked in Washington, and you can't run Washington like you run a business, and that's always been a mistake to think that you can. Because it isn't a business. You can't, a business that run efficiently and governments are inefficient. And that is the reason you want very little government, because they can't manage health care. It isn't the mismanagement, it's the fact that they're trying to manage health care. So that's the way it is with government. And now he's recognized this, and he can't bully his way through that and just say, I am the boss, and this is what's going to happen. There are too many other, everybody's in Washington thinks they're the boss, and they like to play this game, and they don't come from the position of what we really want is a lot less government. So when he talks about draining the swamp, some of us have in our minds, oh, that means he's going to have a lot less, government spending. But the spending is the same old stuff. The spending is going to go up, and the militarism is going to go up. So, and our First Amendments are going to be attacked, and Planned Parenthood is going to get their money plus a little. So that has to be discouraging to a lot of people who had supported Trump.
So the swamp really isn't getting drained. I mean, I guess it's getting drained a little bit. What's happening is Trump's getting drained.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a bit of realism there for him. But I think, it was unrealistic to say that, just look at me and I can do this, this, this. I mean, there was a lot of positive thing, but people wanted the positive things. One of the characteristics of Ronald Reagan was that people saw him as being very positive and not talking about the problems. Sometimes what I'm amazed at is over the years, I've talked about all the problems, and I feel like, oh, I'm too negative. But the one thing is so many young people, if they listen to our message and you come up with just a hint, This doesn't have to be this way. There are an answer. Actually, describing something as negative is a blessing and it's a positive because you're telling them the truth and they recognize it. But to say that everything is rosy without really describing it and what you're going to do. So I feel very comfortable in describing the problems of the Federal Reserve and the budget spending and the foreign policy and the attack on civil liberties. But then to come up with the answer, which is a constitutional answer as well as an answer that is embedded with the principles of liberty, and that if you're looking for peace and prosperity, you go in that direction. So it's a very positive message. And I think you've recognized this over the year that people like to hear that. And you can still talk about the negatives, but it comes across as telling the truth rather than just saying everything is hunky-dory. All we have to do is ABC and everything is going to be perfect again. See, after a while, that is not believable.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening. Yeah, that's what's happening right now. People are realizing that the rhetoric is has far surpassed the results.
Dr. Ron Paul, you mentioned attacks on free speech, and I want to get into that in a moment because you've had that happen. I've had that happen. But I happen to know the president does respect you. He says he respects you. He's getting along with Rand now and is hopefully listening to him about getting a better bill to replace Obamacare, not just have Obamacare light. So it's good to see Rand, who I think is the best senator in Congress. Matt Drudge agrees with that, and obviously met with him a month ago or so and said he is the best senator, obviously from your tutelage and his own research in life. He does have the grasp on that. I would hope that the president would get closer to Rand and you know, obviously get more of his advice because your son is more of a purist Americana. But separately from that, just spend a few minutes on advice to the president, because I know he does actually tune into the show. He does actually crave what the public thinks. He respects you. Just spend a few minutes on what you would say to the president.
Well, of course, you know, if you're not invited, it doesn't do much good, but I can try to accommodate what you're saying. But it's very rare that people in Washington really want your advice. I was always told is study hard, understand it, present your case. And somebody will come to you and there will be a job for you and you present your case. And on a few occasions in Washington, I had other members come up that were very serious, you know, and they did a bit of a conversion, you know, say on foreign policy or something. So that is all always possible. But to just decide you're going to advise somebody, it's not real practical. They're not going to pay a lot of attention. But indeed.
Sure. What should Trump do then? I mean, he does listen to you. He says he respects you. He's tweeted that. I mean, he will listen to you. I mean, what do you think Trump's done good? What's he done bad?
Well, I think he's backed down on, you know, the spending and all. And if my advice would be, let the Congress go ahead and pass these bills. Tell them what you want. Let them pass it and then veto the bill. But try not to be flip-flopping all over the place. You know, some of us really want him to do what he claimed he's going to do. But, you know, when I look at it, then all of a sudden I see, well, all the presidents that in recent years, the one that is a little less militant is usually the one that wins the election, and Trump was less militant. So I would say work toward consistency and get rid of the flip-flopping, and if you believe in less government, stick to that. But you can't pretend
sure.
to hold on to people who want less government, and you're increasing the budget, and you spend more money and say you want to spend it on such and such. Oh, well, we'll give you that.
Well, let me ask you this then. Where do you think it's going? Because he did some good things like TPP and a lot of other things, but then suddenly it seemed by day 70 really went off trajectory. I think that's part of that coup against Bannon. As soon as Bannon was demoted, we saw the trajectory change. Is there any way in your mind to get him back on trajectory?
Yeah, well, I think it's very secondary to what's going on because let's say tomorrow there's a beginning of an economic bust like it happened in 2008. But Trump's not responsible for that, but he'll get blamed for it, that sort of thing. So I think things are out of control of an individual like this. So it's not what should Trump do. The country's bankrupt, and doing what they're doing, the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, I mean, they have always gotten together with these omnibus bills and these continuing resolutions, and they always spend more money. They endorse intervention overseas. They endorse the financial system, the Federal Reserve. They're not opposed to
more of the same.
But it's not. But it's not because all of a sudden Trump isn't sticking to his word. It's the fact that the country is addicted to spending.
I was about to say, we saw federal agencies just ignore him when he was trying to do the right thing and just basically the deep state refusing, something you've talked a lot about. So let's speak to that. Sorry, go ahead.
But the people are responsible too. Congress is a mess. But the people, you know, why they had to back off, why the Republican leadership backed off on Obamacare, is the yelling and screaming and the noise that was made by people saying, "I have a right to medical care. I want free medical care, and you can't take it away from us." So there's still a lot of people out there are still.
Sure. So it doesn't matter if it bankrupts our health care. They want something quote free today.
Right, and that's the bigger problem compared to what's Trump going to do tomorrow versus yesterday.
Sure, where's the problem? Our decadent population's problem.
Unless you accept a different position on the role of government, none of this is going to be solved. And I think that no matter what we put up in Washington, we're going into a very, very dire economic problem. And I think our empire is going to end. And unfortunately, the whistleblowers are going to be attacked more than ever. But in the end, what we need is a whole generation of people advocating and understanding what liberty is all about. That's what happened during our original revolution.
Sure.
And now we don't need the old revolution. We need the expansion of those views that were held by the founders. And it has to be endorsed, not just by a few of us. We need more people to the point where not every TV now supports the state. You know, you can't.
Government
Republican TV is not much better than the Democratic TV.
So we need 1776 2.0. So in the few minutes we have left, let me bring this up to you. I don't know if you saw it, but it was in national news. I got the secret documents through Mike Cernovich that Google was spending millions of dollars to delist InfoWars. And they listed because I played clips of Ron Paul saying this is probably a false flag in Syria. And because I played Putin and because I played some army colonels. And they said this is an example of fake news. So delist Alex Jones and have an army of trolls go out and start voting him down. Now, because we published the document 2 days later, they said, okay, rogue contractors did that. We're going to stop now. But it wasn't because you were fake news. They admitted in 2013, 2016 that the rebels got caught launching fake attacks. We had this rush to judgment. The British ambassador says it's clearly the rebels. It sets a precedent where the rebels can stage events, and then we rush to judgment. Your son helped lead the move in the Senate to not have a rush to judgment in 2013 and be Al-Qaeda / ISIS's Air Force. So we've now gotten to the point where I have a member of the Federal Reserve Board of New York suing me. I've been told shut up. I have George Soros' firm suing me. I have Dr. Corsi breaking that Obama looted $300 billion out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac for Obamacare. I've been told shut up about that or we'll destroy you. So that's the type of stuff. The type of messages that I've gotten. Now, I know as a congressman, you probably got threats too, but I've never had it at this level. What do you make of that, and why do you think they were so scared of me? They listed playing Ron Paul clips.
Well, they're protecting the state, and they're protecting the deep state as well. If you two individuals that went to prison that were in Congress for one major reason. They were both very, very strong anti-IRS and wrote books against it. And I think that was their major problem. And the same way, what we have developed here is sort of a fascist system. You know, the government doesn't own Google and all this social media, but they have control over it. And they've sold out to the government because they're collecting all the information. And, the government doesn't collect this. But if we need it, Google will give it to us, and all these organizations, Facebook, they'll give it to them because they're exempt from any liability. The Congress gave them the exemption that you can't go in this. If somebody in social media has turned over your information, they're not liable. But the Congress gave them that. So it's a mixture of big business and big government, and it's a terrible thing, and there's big money involved that has nothing to do with helping the poor people or helping the middle class get medical care. It's power and it's control and it's the protection of the state. And that's why whistleblowers are the greatest enemies of this. You know, the truth becomes treason when you have an empire. We have an empire. So anybody who tells the truth, and it would be in relative levels, they're going to go after those individuals. So that's what we're up against. When I left the Congress this past time, I listed some of the concerns, and my number one concern was the destruction of the First Amendment to speak out, believing sincerely that if you and I still have the privilege, the right to speak out without the government coming down on us, that we could change the system, because ideas have consequences and they're more powerful than armies. But our enemies, the opposition, understands this, because if we can silence people, you know, we can silence those ideas. I don't think they can. Ideas can't be
bulletproof
by armies, and we know that. So I think the ideology is where the battle has to be, not with what Trump is going to do tomorrow or what's the.
I agree. Well, let me just say this in closing: I am very honored to be demonized like you have been over the years. I'm very honored to join that exclusive club. It's just crazy the way they lie, the way they twist, the way they call us racist, when we're the total opposite of that, promoting Martin Luther King. And I just see, as you say, all the economists saying, if we don't turn things around soon, we're going to implode into a worldwide depression. And I just feel sorry for the people in the establishment. Most media admits that they're not really against us, but they will lose their job if they don't attack us. And so, you know, there's got to be some way that we all just speak out and kind of turn the tide here. But in closing, do you think there's any way to turn around economic collapse now? And you know, where do you see all this militarism going? Where do you see this planet going?
Well, in theory, you can. I mean, if you had the right people in the right places and in the Congress, you could devise a transition. Actually, and that's what I talked about in the presidential races, where you could do it as a transition.
Phase out.
You would have to systematically cut back. The odds of that happening are essentially nil. So what we have to do is continue to present the case for the cause of liberty to replace the system that will self-destruct. I mean, there was no self-planning about how to get rid of communism and the communist system. And
the old empire just fell.
It just happened. It fell apart. And it wasn't because we built more weapons. It was a flawed system. Our system is flawed. It will collapse. We probably won't have enough good sense to just cut back, because the people who are dependent on the government, and like I said, the rich and the poor become dependent.
Sure.
So when the collapse comes, we have to have enough people understanding what true liberty is all about, and we have to advance the cause of liberty more so than even the advancement we had at the time of our revolution.
So you think it's fair to say Trump is not averting the collapse, and it's closer than ever?
Well, I think it's not relevant. I don't think anybody in Washington at the moment is very relevant, because I think what people are thinking and learning in their schools and where they're getting their information,
the fight's
that
on the ground,
is relevant. And trying to get some young people to be involved to help help, you know, with the
sure. Then last question: aren't you concerned historically, as a historian, not just a doctor and a former congressman, but I know you're a, you know, with the Von Mises Institute, as an economist and historian, don't governments and empires almost always launch a war before they let themselves fall? China's teetering, EU's teetering even worse than us. We're teetering. You know, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. This just, if you look at this historically and project forward, this is like a dystopic novel what we're going into.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it's that deliberate, but the war is related. I think the wars bring you to the destruction, and we've been involved for all these years, and we're involved steadily right now, and that's totally out of control. So that will bring it. Yeah, they might try to make a bigger war, but by the time it's recognized how bad off we are, they won't be able to. So war is related, but the wars have already been there, and that's you know, hurrying up the destruction of the economy, and it will bring us down economically.
Sure. Well, your son's teaching a course on dystopia, and the left's mad at him. It seems like they think on May Day that communism's great, but look at Venezuela, look at everywhere else. Is the best website RonPaulLibertyReport.com? You've got a lot of websites.
Yeah, I know. The LibertyReport.com is the one that we're working the hardest on, and that's where our program comes out every day at 11 o'clock Central Time. It's live, but it's been very successful. It's growing, and the more people that can join us there, the happier we'll be.
All right. Well, thank you for the time, and I got to say it again. You used to work yourself to death, and you look great, but for your age, you look like 10 years younger now. So let me guess, you like being a journalist now?
Well, I don't think of myself as anything in particularly other than trying to fully understand what liberty means, who benefits, and a better way to present it to the people who are interested in learning.
A true watchman on the wall, a 21st century Paul Revere. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Have a great week coming up, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon, baby. We've got Catherine Austin Fitch, who worked in the Clinton administration. She ended all the corruption, the banking, HUD, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, so much more. Always great to have her on, Mike Cernovich. We've got so many other people coming up in this 30-hour global transmission. A bunch of clips, a bunch of military news, a bunch of really important stuff I have to get to. Civil defense expert, white genocide imminent in South Africa. And that's happened in the Congo. It's happened in Rhodesia. It's happened basically everywhere in Africa to the point of pure starvation when the white farmers and the infrastructure get driven out. It's happened with Robert Mugabe. It's a fact. That story's up on Infowars.com. Very, very sad, but that's what ends up happening. And, you know, that happens in any tribal culture. The Africans are always genociding each other, depending on tribal lines, you know, depending on what animist group you're in or what Muslim group you're in or what Christian group you're in. Tribes, even the same tribe, kill each other routinely. So just imagine that's a conquest-based economy, not a resource-based economy, more and more. Now that Libya has been destroyed, South Africa has been gone from one tyranny to another. It's all just sinking back into the jungle. Very, very sad to see that unfolding. Macron camp, that's the globalist running against Marie Le Pen, fear high French abstention, people not voting, rate could damage their chances. So they're getting everybody ready for a loss on that front, even though they're trying to cheat it. Paradise lost, idyllic French villages turned to far right, which just means they think a million or two new Islamists every few years is enough. They don't like having their neighborhoods burned down, so they're far right because they have a survival mechanism. Trump and Putin yesterday discussed Syrian cooperation in phone call and a ceasefire they hope to develop. U.S. and Russian leader reportedly agree to meet during G20 and not have their own meeting. So Trump's been effectively intimidated by the media and John McCain not to meet with his Russian counterpart. Not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. Not a good thing. Trump fires back. U.S. launches nuke missiles just days after Kim's nightmare firing of another missile. U.S. is testing ICBMs. And now we have U.S. commandos set to counter North Korean nuclear sites. Set to go in and take those out on the ground. Talk about a dangerous mission. Give order to do so. The U.S. is flying B-2 bombers over North Korea in nuke attack runs, test runs. China urges citizens in North Korea to return home. So has Japan. So things are escalating very, very quickly. China clamps down on online news with new security rules. Fox News reports we're getting more and more clampdowns here as well. So that's just some of what's happening. We told you about this months ago. But it's now the New York Post, so it's big breaking news here. Again, InfoWars. Get your news years, months, or days before anybody else. That people keep asking, what's our slogan? Front lines of truth journalism, you know, battling the establishment, trying to overthrow the corrupt establishment. You know, as Breitbart has all our terms that we've used. We are the resistance. Democrats now use that. Everything we do is copied precisely, but then twisted. Let me give you the new slogan for Twitter, for Facebook. For all our sites, I'm going to have them redesigned, all our pages. Our new tagline isn't just a war on for your mind. That'll always be our original because there's a war on for your mind, InfoWars. Notice that's the term of the last few years is InfoWar. I'm not bragging. It's just that's why they hate us. We're trailblazing because we're digging up the old technologies of humanity, the old social systems, the old understandings that they hope you forget because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. You notice that the enemy's coming after us because they know we're trailblazers. So really, our new slogan is, get your news years, months, or days before anybody else. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. You heard it here first. Infowars.com. The rest of the story. Let's rip off Paul Harvey. Good day. No, Infowars.com is getting to the bottom of the story. There you go. Infowars.com. To get to the bottom of the story. There's one. Infowars. I'm going to have liners for this. Infowars.com. Get your news days, weeks, or years ahead of anybody else. That's the reality. So we told you about Kushner. Jared Kushner left a lot of his financial disclosure funded by George Soros, funded by Goldman Sachs, New York Post. Just like last hour, I had Dr. Corsi on with the head of the Treasury confirming our two-month-plus-old story that we broke exclusively. We're actually getting credit that with the documents, of course it was real, that they stole upwards of $300 billion from taxpayers to fund Obamacare out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Boom! Took all the profit out of it. Stole it. Illegal. Not supposed to do that. Again, I'm not sitting here tooting our horn about all the stuff we break. Normally, I'm just breaking the next story so fast, I don't even give ourselves credit. But we're fake. We're evil. I'm an actor. I don't mean what I'm saying. I guess I was a psychic oracle then, the actor I play, when we said Kushner's on the payroll of the communist Chinese and the Goldman Sachs and, of course, George Soros, $200+ million. Just from Soros-y. And I guess we're just psychic getting those bank documents and those lawsuit sealed documents. I guess we just magically, that was just another thing I made up. Last Friday, telling you that they had a meeting that day, deciding to up the war in Afghanistan. It broke on Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. We're telling you, with our guest, another great investigative journalist like Cernovich, that it was Powers and others that were over there leaking the information. It just goes on and on and on. Now I'm going to go to our next guest, who I appreciate joining us here in just a moment. But first off, we're doing a 30-hour broadcast. We're an hour and 39 minutes into it right now. We're going right through 5, 6 o'clock tomorrow because Google and AdRoll delisted us. We brought in $3.3 million. Sounds like a lot. You got 60, 70 people, a bunch of reporters, airline tickets, servers, legal, stuff like that. It's nothing. We brought in $3.3 million last year. It was set via AdRoll on the graphs to be $5 million this year. Off outside advertising, advertising products I sell on the internet to fund this operation. They took it away. That was the $3.3 million, strangely enough, was about $3.5 million is what we had budgeted this year to expand and set up a D.C. bureau, a London bureau, hire 6, 7 more people here, put in the infrastructure. They took that away. We've been trying the last 4 months since that happened to get that money back. We still haven't quite gotten there, but we're close. But as I knew, they hit us with the Federal Reserve board member lawsuit funded by and run by George Soros's founded law firm. Now, my lawyers say it's just purely to weigh us down in a publicity stunt. I still got to defend against it. And they let me know, too, others are on the way. More missiles are on their way. Well, we expect that because we are death dealing in the info war of these people. We are dominating them. We are annihilating them. We are crushing these Nazi collaborators like Soros. They just can't believe someone will actually call their bluff and stand up against them. So the way you fund us is InfoWarsStore.com. We have $5, $10, $20, $30. I want it on every page, guys. Donation on every page. I think it's just on the front page right now. Every page I'm going to have it added where you can donate at the bottom of the page at InfoWarsStore.com to help fund the operation. I'm going to add links at the top and the bottom. I think it's on there. Control F, donate. It's got to be somewhere on there. People tell me they can't find it. We're going to email out today at RealAlexJones at InfoWars.com/newsletter if you signed up for it. Exclusive articles, videos, but also a link to our PayPal and stuff if you want to support us. So please take advantage of that. But the biggest way to support us, the biggest way to fund our operation, the biggest way to be the tip of the spear is go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And you can buy great products. 30% off Rainforest Plus, 20% off Secret 12. These are all incredible products. 20% off Knockout, the sleep aid that takes all the herbs that are known to help you sleep better, puts them together. Nobody ever did that. 20% off Winter Sun, 20% off Prostagard, 20% off Bio PCA, great for hair and nails, 20% off Biome Defense, 30% off still on the Liver Shield, but it's about to sell out, the Liver Cleanse. And DNA Force is back in stock, but it's so limited, the amounts of this, the BioPQQ we can get, that it is a limited run and will sell out again. That's a big problem. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Help support the tip of the spear and get life-changing products for the lowest prices. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these new mega specials while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Don't hold back. Take action. Now, I'm always interrupting Dr. Grew, so I'm going to let him talk for about 10 minutes before interrupting. With all the big topics, all the big stories that are taking place, all the big developments in nutraceuticals, all the different developments in the world, just everything he's talked about for decades is now coming out in the news. It's amazing. So I wanted to have Dr. Grupp on just to talk about some of the basic developments in the world today. And then in the next hour, we got a bunch of guests as well. But Dr. Grupp, I'm going to give you the floor until we go to break. What's front and center on your screen today?
Well, because you're doing your 30-hour special, you know, looking back, I was just thinking how much free speech has been suppressed in the natural medicine industry. Going back to the AMA, the creation of the American Medical Association, all of the corruption within the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, all of the lobbying that's there, the suppression of natural medicine, the attack on doctors all across the world who have developed complete remission programs, whether it's one product or whether it's a system of detoxification, talking with these doctors all for years, for 20 years, you talking with the doctors for over 20 years, to seeing the amount of pressure on free speech being able to say, we've worked with thousands of patients with this protocol, and we've gotten 89, 90% success rates. Why on earth aren't these technologies, aren't these systems being placed in all hospitals today? Why aren't doctors being educated on natural medicine? Why is there such a suppression? Why is there such an attack from the FTC on regular consumers out there that are using products, not necessarily product manufacturing companies, but consumers? I mean, companies are now, the FDA is actually issuing warning letters to companies because consumers are going online and placing five-star reviews and talking about the success that they had using the product. I mean, and being censored from that is, you know, doctors have been killed. Doctors have been put out of business. Doctors are in massive amounts of lawsuits, just like it is with the independent media out there. But natural medicine, chiropractic, massage therapy, colon hydrotherapy, all of the springs, the healing springs and spas that were closed down in the early 1900s that were used, where people would go and drink pure, clean water and fast for a few days to get rid of whatever condition they were suffering from. You know, all of these things are being suppressed. Of course, we know why they're being suppressed, because there's so much money in pharmaceuticals. And that's why I was really hoping that this administration would do something about that, would address the root cause of the problem. But Alex, you know, it's always been we the people. If you look at all of the change that's taken place in the last 15, 20 years, all of your listeners that continue to grow on a daily basis, you know, all the attacks that we're getting on a daily, weekly basis, it is becoming mainstream. And thank God that people are waking up and they are looking for answers. They've seen their grandparents die. They've seen their parents that are on multiple pharmaceuticals. And it's all about addressing the root cause of the problem, which we try to lay out to people. If you understand that there's fluoride and chlorine and bromine and a million other chemicals in the water supply, you know that you need to either get a filtration system or drink clean water. You know that the food supply is contaminated, because we've gone over in detail all of the compounds that are in the food that you need to look out for, the artificial colors and sweeteners and high fructose corn syrup and the genetically modified foods. And you can make those conscious decisions, start making those decisions and implementing those things into your life on a regular basis. Just every single decision that you make, it's a combination of all those 20, 30, 40 health-giving decisions that are going to lead up to the big changes that take place in your life.
And by the way, I don't want to be too negative all the time. We suddenly see Forbes, Wall Street Journal, admitting diet drinks make you fat, eat your brain, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Prozac-type drugs, eat your brain, cause aneurysms, cranial bleeding. It's suddenly everything you've been talking about and Dr. Blaylock's been talking about and Dr. Wallach saying have uncooked fat diets. It's burned fat that's deadly, trans fat, and it makes you smarter. Your brain lasts longer. You don't have the arterial problems. Everything you were saying, you know, in your cancer clinics 20 years ago is about vitamin C intravenously, ozone intravenously, stuff you were pioneering. The media makes fun of you and only looks at one of your certificates for chiropractic, not all the others, as if chiropractic is bad. Everything you've been talking about for 20 years is now the mainline elite clinics that the MDs are using with 3 degrees.
That's right, and that's the good news. The question is, are they, you know, at what point are they going to lay off, or what point are they going to be letting people, individual consumers, talk about how they've gotten better through detoxification and through cleansing and through reactivating their body's self-healing mechanism and through taking the supplements? That InfoWars Life supplements are not just supplements that we go out and we copy everybody else online about. When we looked at the root cause of disease, and we still study that 20 years later, it's all about that. No one else is out there doing that. The research companies that are out there researching pharmaceutical man-made compounds, what we're looking at is how does the body heal naturally through sunlight, through clean water, through clean food, through boosting the immune system. Now the University of California out there came out and said fasting for 72 hours completely regenerates.
Always said do it for 3 to 4 days. And let me expand. I've lost almost 70, 80 pounds. I still have a super stressful life. I work out less and I'm in better shape. I never say I'm a beach boy, but I've looked like a beach boy compared to the way I looked 4 or 5 years ago. And it was all the nutraceuticals. And people get them, and we get 5-star reviews by the thousands, and then we get complaints, you know, in New York and stuff to their inspector general calling the big third-party sites that are respected, and they just laugh because we really do have thousands of 5-star reviews per product. And it totally freaks people out that they can't believe that Mother Nature is this powerful. I mean, they are so upset at this, Dr. Group, that, you know, that I've gone from looking like Jabba the Hutt 5 years ago to, you know, when I'm sitting there with my shirt off, I look like Fred Flintstone, but my belly's 10% of what it used to be. It's almost gone.
Well, it's identifying. What we do is we identify what's currently going on in politics and behind the scenes in the government and what's going on with the suppression of natural medicine. And we look at what we're seeing major. I just say epidemic all the time, but just what massive amounts of people are suffering from. So you identify the fact that there's massive amounts of fluoride and chlorine and bromine in the food. And what does that lead to? It leads to massive iodine deficiency all over the globe.
And so people that have that tend to be obese. Well, why is being toxic tend to make you so obese and blow up? Is that your cells trying to hold water so they don't get toxified? Explain that to me. And why are allergies globally off the charts and only getting worse? I mean, they're getting crippling for most people I know. Stay there, Dr. Grimm. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1616.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dr. Group with the Global Healing Center is our guest. This amazing guy, globalhealingcenter.com. We got Catherine Austin Fitz on the banking scams and more coming up the next hour, and I do intend to open the phones up. In fact, I want to encourage all the hosts we're going to have the next 27 hours or so, 28 hours, the 30-hour broadcast. Let's take a lot of calls. Every 30 minutes or so, let's just get callers on the board, take some, hang up on those. When a new host comes on, go to the next fresh group. I'm going to really try to take a lot of calls coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I want to get group back on soon to take your calls specifically on all this. But when I set out to put out nutraceuticals and supplements, I did research, and I went on the online big health sites, and I looked for who was the most respected and who advised big companies on product lines, Whole Foods, you name it. And Group, as the media says, is not the only guy that advises us. We have three of the biggest organic makers in the country. A lot of our products are just private labeled, best-selling brands that are sold in health food storage for decades. Like our Child Ease is just private labeled Calm Child. Things like that. Knockout is something I came up with. I said, is it safe, Dr. Group, to take L-tryptophan, valerian root, melatonin, lemon balm, chamomile, and a few other known ingredients in Mother Nature that are associated with better sleep, fuse them together in one pill, sell it for the same price as a bottle of melatonin that's the same dose for a little bitty pill? We have the same dose in there, but it's a big pill, and it's revolutionized. It doesn't make us a lot of money because it's so low in price, but we sell a ton of it, and people are crazy about it. So some of the stuff I came up with, checked with Group, he goes, oh, no, they all work together naturally. Because I found if I took L-tryptophan and melatonin, it helped me. And I said, why not put seven other things with it? So it really, really works great. Obviously, this is all seen as safe, but consult your physician before you take any of this. But it's just such game changers. But a lot of it, Group developed, the Special X2, other products, and we've done all this together, and it helps fund our operation. Knockout's $15, folks, at $19.95. It's a crazy special. But everything is 20 to 30% off today. A lot of items have free shipping. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, where do you see this going? They're trying to censor us. They're openly trying to shut down InfoWars. They tried to shut you down before. But everything you've talked about literally is being admitted now. I think we've already kind of passed the tipping point, and the dinosaur system doesn't realize it's dead already. Or am I being too optimistic?
Well, it's always good to be optimistic. You know, we have to stay optimistic. And I think that the more education that we give people, the more people wake up and the more people realize that it's the people that are going to create the change, just like what happened with the labeling of the GMOs. And recently I was on the show and we were talking about the fungus epidemic, and we both got, you know, blasted for that. Well, just yesterday, the Philadelphia Tribune came out with a main article that said fatal fungus linked to deaths, what you need to know. And anyone can now go on the CDC website, and the CDC is now claiming that there's a new strain of a drug-resistant yeast infection that's been spreading.
By the way, let me just stop you. It's known at clinics and doctors I know everywhere that fungus and mold is killing everybody in Austin. It's blowing around everywhere. It's out of control. I met two cops, one of which died, the other which was had medical retirement but still did bodyguard work. They went in one crack house that had a deadly mold in it, and it almost killed them both, one exposure. And again, it's mutating. Do we know why it's mutating? Because I read all the time about people getting brain tumors from mold or fungus now. What is going on?
Well, we just know that it can travel long distances. Some of it is a spore, so it can sit dormant for a long period of time. I don't think anybody really knows the true answer to
it's killing all the bats. Stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. 2-5 minutes, and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to ask you. You just mentioned the Philadelphia news. We just pulled it up. Just what you said. It's in the news 50 times a day. Scientists saying it's mutating. It's killing people. It's killing animals. What is going on? It's hurting me. I mean, I want. And then the media, yeah, wrote big hit pieces saying we're kooks because we don't want to die. I mean, you know, and we sell an antifungal that's just like a probiotic. That, by the way, I got a bunch of crew members that had irritable bowel till they took it. It's gone. Huh.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now-